A pregnant employee in Ningbo City was fired because she failed to respond to her boss's WeChat message late at night. The news story quickly gained traction on social media as workers find it increasingly difficult to draw a line between professional and personal life. Well, thanks to the prevalence of messaging apps and email. Okay, so Ningbo Evening News has reported that there is a dramatic twist after the firing of this employee. So let's look at the whole story.
All right, this happened in late July. A pregnant employee of a restaurant in Ningbo called Miss Wan came to the Labor Service Center of the Municipal Federation of Trade Unions for help. She said that she was fired, and the reason given by the company was unacceptable, which was that she failed to report the work on time. And according to this Miss Wan, she joined this beverage store 1 year ago and has served as the manager of this shop, I think one shop. And before she got on board, the boss agreed that her salary would consist of minimum wage, performance commission, and overtime pay. However, the two sides haven't signed any formal employment contract so far. And also, during the work, Ms. Wan had fulfilled her duty and the company was satisfied with her performance. And then, in early July, Ms. Wan found out she was pregnant and she happily shared this message with her colleagues. But she wasn't happy for a very long time. And at one day in July at 1:23 p.m., that day, the person in charge, it was a superior of Miss Wan. They were in a group chat on WeChat, and I think the guy sent a message asking Miss Wan to report the monthly turnover under 10 minutes, or else she would be fired. But since we know that it was 10:23 p.m., most people would have gone to sleep by that point, and Miss Wan was no exception. She had fallen asleep and therefore wasn't able to read the message, certainly not able to apply the message. And then the next morning, she saw the message from her superior that telling her that she was dismissed because she couldn't reply the message in time.
So that's how the whole thing happened. And up to this part, I think everybody's kind of clenching her fists and thinking, This is a pregnant lady and she just got laid off because she didn't respond to a WeChat message after 10 p.m.
Right. I'm thinking this is the most, it's got to be the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Who gets fired because you didn't respond to your text message? Unless if she was supposed to be, you know, her work time includes working until late after 10 p.m.
Yeah, very interesting. Also, what's surprising is according to Ms. Wan, the company had been reasonably satisfied with her performance. There's no reason for anyone to find excuses to fire her. It's not unlike that she has been delivering unsatisfactory work performance. Because in that sense, yeah, I could see why her superior would try and find an excuse to fire her. But under this condition, it was not okay because she was pregnant to begin with.
Exactly. And this Miss Wong decided to take the matters into her own hands as she went to the Labor Service Center to apply for an appeal. And actually it worked. So within 15 days, this case was overturned, and actually this lady got some compensation as well.
Yeah, so Ms. Wan filed arbitration to the Labor Dispute Arbitration Commission, requiring her employer to pay compensation for the illegal termination of the labor contract and double the wages for not signing the written labor contract. Here is where it gets interesting. She was able to require or demand double the wages for not signing the written labor contract, because although the two sides didn't sign a labor contract, there are messages within WeChat or other instant messaging applications proving that she had indeed been working for the restaurant beverage store for a long time, for a year. So the I think she was de facto employed. The court or the arbitration commission recognized the fact that she was working for the restaurant, and therefore the law required that if an employer adopts or make use of someone's labor without signing a contract, they are obligated to pay twice the salary.
Well, that's really interesting. Actually, I think there are two highlights for me here. One is what Lai Ming has just mentioned, that because we know this is actually not uncommon when mm-hmm. it's a transitory job, like working as a waitress or who else? Or maybe like working for a barbershop. It's rare sometimes for these people to sign contracts.
An uncle of mine once worked for the highway management company as a sanitary worker. So he basically picked up garbage on the highway. And let's face it, it wasn't a very competitive job. So anyone can do it. So he was lucky to be employed. And I think in his case, a lot of his co-workers wasn't given a labor contract.
Yes. So, but it's kind of reassuring to know that once you take it to the labor union, and when the situation gets assessed, and even without a written contract, as long as there's sufficient evidence to prove that there is this de facto contractual relationship between the two parties, mm-hmm. then your rights get protected. And another highlight for me here is that, yes, this lady was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just lay people off when they're pregnant mm-hmm. without any apparent reason. And, well, I think these days, pregnancy is a little bit of a sensitive issue in the workplace, considering that nationally, I think the atmosphere is like, we want more babies. And but for so many working moms,
I'm thinking, do we know if this her superior was a man or a woman?
That part we are not clear.
We're because not
sure. I am thinking, for any regular person, I'm thinking it had to be a man who probably was, you know, because men sometimes you don't understand how, you know, what happens with pregnancies and how a woman's body functions. Because in most cases, most pregnant women are usually very exhausted, especially if it is within the first 3 months, in the first trimester. And so if it was a woman, I'm thinking she would have been able to understand that. But in this case, for me, as I hear, as I read more, as I understand more of this case, then I'm beginning to believe the boss must have been a man. And also, whatever happened to, you know, getting a warning letter or a warning message before somebody gets fired? Because mm-hmm. why couldn't they just do that? And also expecting somebody to answer to you after, to me, it's ridiculous. It's an absurd situation.
Well, expecting you to be on call when it's 10 p.m. Yes, but that's really interesting. And also, I suspect this is the part that so many people feel, yeah, it's like talking to me. Mm-hmm. That's my situation. When, okay, so for people in this studio, we can't really complain. Because we're working in the media and we're expected to always be on the other end of the phone when it's business and we have to pick up the phone call. And mm-hmm. I remember the boss reiterating it. And I guess this is just one of the things you have to pay for mm-hmm. as a person that works in this profession. But now, because everybody uses WeChat, mm-hmm. and I remember a few years ago, before WeChat was this popular, you had the excuse that, oh, I don't use that app, or right. I don't have a smartphone, wink, wink. But now you can't use that as an excuse anymore.
No.
And also, if you're working in the corporate environment, you have to respond to emails, those kind of things. So, back in the day, I used to think that it was only doctors and drug lords,
lawyers,
that are on call 24/7 on weekends as well. But now it seems that, is it true that to some extent that all employees are expected to be on call 24/7, and you gotta check your WeChat or whatever messaging app it is.
I mean, for me, let's face it, there's so many things that I get involved with. When I'm at work, during my working hours, I will constantly check in on WeChat groups. And to be honest, perfectly, I am not a huge fan of WeChat groups, especially if you're communicating something important and you expect me to be in a group. I always mute all groups and I check it whenever I feel like, okay, let me see what people have been talking about. If something is really, really urgent, somebody will text me directly or will give me a call. And that I'll be able to respond, promptly. But if you send me a message on a group chat after my working hours, I will definitely not look at it.
Okay, but this also insinuates that your boss is rather tolerant in this situation.
No, but maybe I do have really good bosses, because if they know, and I've made it clear to me, I don't really, it doesn't matter. Even with my family, I'm like that. Like, I have a curfew for things. I'm at work. If I'm not there and you're looking for me, or if something's really, really urgent, then just send me a message directly, because I'll be able to see it. Most of the time, most of my groups are muted, so I don't get to see the alert when the message comes in. At some point, hours later, then I'll remember when I'm just scrolling through, idling around and scrolling through my phone, then I'll be able to go through the messages of the group chats. Otherwise, I just never do that, because I personally feel it's a waste of time going back and forth, mm-hmm. back and forth, back and forth. It's a waste of time. It's not helping anybody. If it's really important, we talk face to face or you give me a call.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yes.
Okay, Lai Ming, according to your observation, well, tell us your story then.
You do realize that, Nila, that the brilliant developers behind WeChat have found a solution to your lifestyle, because mm-hmm. even if for people who mute any or every group chat on WeChat, there's a way that your boss can reach out to you and let you know that you've been at it. And precisely, that's the function within the group chat. So when they send a message and they at you and put a little symbol in front of your name, then you will be noted.
Right. In those cases, because then you will be notified, uh-huh. then I will be prompted to look at it. So I'm not pretty sure, maybe, I don't know. And sometimes you look at it and it's like at all. And then I look at my message, and sometimes most of the messages will come in Chinese. Mm-hmm. I cannot read the characters. So then I just, if it's really, really important, then somebody will have to tell me.
That's true.
Personally.
And I guess the point is that WeChat has enabled the boss to sort of reach everybody wherever, whenever they want. And that's, I think that has been the case. I mean, even for people like us who work in the media, who are required to be on standby 24 hours.
Breaking news!
7 days 7 days a week. But really, not a lot of things happen to us past work time.
Mm-hmm.
But I can totally imagine how other people in other professions, they can be bugged constantly by their boss. For instance, the example of Miss Wan, who's the manager of a storefront of a chain beverage store. I can totally see how she can be bugged by that, because here at CRI English Service, our bosses, they are familiar with international practice, whereas I'm not so sure about a small beverage chain store who is run and operated by Chinese people who are not necessarily familiar with the international practice.
Well, actually, that could be one point. And also, I think for a media organization, usually there's the night shift, the other shifts. So
the graveyard shift.
Yeah, I refrain from using that term because I know some of our colleagues. Well, hats off to you guys, definitely, for working so hard in, those unfriendly working hours. But certainly, how should we look at this situation? I think it's urgent that we need to set up sort of like a standard practice. I understand there are different types of jobs out there. Let's say if it's customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if you run a Taobao shop, I guess you are expected to respond even at 11 p.m. or something like that? Or is that the practice?
It depends on how much you want to earn from your business. There are shopkeepers on Taobao who didn't respond to my message at 9 p.m., so I think that's natural. There is a cultural difference here. I'm thinking in the U.S. or maybe in Western countries, there's a rule for employees or HR people not to contact people, their employees, over the weekend or during holidays. Whereas in China, I think the job market is incredibly competitive. If you're not willing to dedicate 100% of your time, then perhaps there are someone else who would like to do that and would very much be willing to replace you.
That's one thing, but I guess I'm just, even if this is only, you know, one thing we can start on the show through discussion.
Right.
I'm thinking about welfare for average workers. What should the company standard be? Because the company can be more lenient or more aggressive, but with this new messaging tool, it's no longer new anymore. It's sort of common for people to use every day now, and also emails that some people feel that you need to respond quickly, otherwise it looks bad on you. So shouldn't you think that there is some sort of readjustment possible in this working culture? Or, you know, should we lean towards the more staying away from these things or not?
I mean, I'll give you a solution. For me, from my background in Kenya, and now it's just beginning to be clear, I usually wonder why one person has three different phones. One is usually for work, and after working hours, they will turn off that phone.
Okay.
And then they've got a family line, which means it's super, super important. That means 24 hours I'm available. So if you're lucky and you get that family number of that particular individual, then you consider yourself very special.
Ooh.
And then you've got the general friend's phone, you know, that you don't answer during work time. So that one is switched on after working hours. So many people do this, and I never really understood why somebody would bother having three different lines. And if you happen to, and they will give you only one line.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on if they just look at you as a colleague, that means they can only communicate with you on WhatsApp or WeChat during working hours. After that, you will never find them.
Okay.
So, but in most cases, from what I know, a lot of people make sure they give all the three numbers or the two numbers they have to their bosses. And their bosses are usually very respectful. Unless it's really, really, really urgent, they will call you. They will not send you a text message. They will give you a call, deal with it for 1-2 minutes, and then that's about it. In some cases, I've experienced where I've had a situation where the boss will text you and say, are you in a position to talk? I have something urgent I need to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't respond immediately, then they'll call you. And then if they find an answering machine, then they will just leave you a message and tell you, when you have time, this is really urgent, please get back to me.
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting phenomenon, especially if you compare that to the Chinese practice. I think it's a good thing that Chinese people still value their jobs so much, and they think of dedication to work as an ethic that everyone must have. And it's the reason why China's economy has been able to develop so fast. It's the reason why Chinese people have been believed to be the most hardworking people in the world. But on the other hand, I think this obsession with work ethics or blind obsession with dedication at work is hurting the image of Chinese companies, actually. Because I believe even in state-owned enterprises, huge enterprises, there's a problem with the quality of management. I mean, there are people who believe that you have to give 100% or 120% to the company, or else you're just worthless to the company. But I think it reflects a poor understanding of management, because I think that way of management, of pushing the employees, is not sustainable. We have to look at the sustainability issue. When you don't allow enough time for your employees to recuperate, you're basically burning them out. I mean, if you can't find fast replacement for them, then good for you. If you can't, then that's going to take a hit or is going to be deliver a blow to the performance of your company as a whole.
I think that's a very good point, Lai Ming, because certainly I think these days, well, for someone to enter a company as an employee, mm-hmm. we're often sort of just receiving or whatever is asked of us. We go along with it.
It's being indoctrinated.
And it's hard to escape from that, especially when you look at Chinese workers are usually so very diligent and want to do well, and sometimes, well, a lot of the times we're afraid to lose our jobs because there is people who are ready to sit at your seat as it feels like. So, well, how do we go about this issue?
I think that this should, every company needs to have its own culture and set their own rules. And also, I think as much as, yes, being available 24 hours a day is good for, you know, for a company, for productivity, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're making an employee happy. And if you have an unhappy employee, then it's not really going to help the company either. So I just think there has to be some boundaries, professional boundaries, and every company should make that clear.
Yes, if you're urgent, super urgent, then call the employee.
Exactly. If it can wait, let it wait.
Yes, after work. Yes, you're listening to Roundtable. We'll be back with more discussion.